Thank you for joining me for the Rural Opportunities podcast. I'm really excited to have you on this podcast, Jenna, and to talk about the Homegrown Source Book, which I have really enjoyed having copies of, and I really enjoy the information in them. And so I'm super excited to talk to you about it today. And we'll just start off with who you are and what you love and what are you about. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Think it's wonderful that you've seen them in person and printed them and seen the homegrown source books. So yeah, every time I hear that, it makes me so happy. So I am Jenna Hobbs. I am the creator of the homegrown source book. A little bit about me. I am a photographer with Hobbs Photography. I'm a farmer, and I'm a mother. Live with my husband and five kids in Parkland County, Alberta, Canada. That is one of my little ones in the background. On our farm, we have meat breed goats, chickens for meat and eggs, a dairy cow, a donkey, dogs, cats, all those things that small farms bring. Yeah.
A whole fun mix of things on your farm.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, how did the Homegrown Source Book come about? What inspired you to create it?
It's a combination of a few things. I mean, it's sort of from my background, what inspires me personally. And I live rurally and I just always see the good in the simple way, the old way of doing things, like recipe cards from previous generations. And being on Instagram with different businesses, I saw all of these rural women who are also living this way, who are choosing to live simply, to homestead. They're getting back to their roots. They're living a little bit old-fashioned on purpose. And being inspired by that, living that way myself, being a little bit of an entrepreneur and a lover of art, I thought, how can I take all of this goodness that I love, and how can I share it? How can I make it something shareable so other people can have this? And yeah, I mean, then Homegrown was made.
That's so amazing and just yeah, so inspiring just to take all of the things that you're seeing from different rural women and to be able to put it together and to be able to support them with it too, which is really cool. What are some things that you've seen from the Homegrown Source Book, or like have you heard from the contributors of it? Like what's has their experience been with it?
Well, the first time I did it, I asked, Instagram friends and people that know me to trust me and say, "Trust me, we're gonna do this." However, it went well. Everybody loves to be a part of it. Contributors want to contribute every single time. There's all these women out there that are doing this anyway. They're sharing their life, they're sharing recipes. They're learning and they're sharing what they're learning, they're sharing their story. And so basically, I make it really easy for them in that they give me a contribution, is what we call it, which they're doing already. And then with all of these contributions from all of these women, I just simply put it together in a neat, beautiful package. And yeah, I mean, it builds community within their own community. It builds the homegrown community. And everybody just, yeah, so far we're into issue 7, loves being a part of it. So.
That's so cool. It really is a beautiful thing, just like you say, for them to build their own community through that and for people who are buying it to kind of be in that community and maybe they're learning some of this stuff for the first time or just learning some new skills along the way, and maybe they know some of it, but it's just really cool to build community in that way. So one amazing thing about the publication that we've kind of talked about is the contributors get paid in a unique way for their contribution to it. Can you talk a little bit about that and why it was important for you to set it up that way?
For sure. So I come from the photography industry and have that background. I've been in it for over 10 years. And I have been asked many times to take photos, you know, for product, photos for free. And you just can't feed your family on that. So I've learned a lot about business. I've learned a lot about my time, and the importance of being paid for my work, because photography is my career. And so I too, just like anybody else that has a job or career, they need to be paid for it, to put food on my table, to live. So I do I, you know, never take photos for free? No, I volunteer my time all the time and use my skills, and give that. However, it's finding that balance. So when I created Homegrown and I was going to approach women and ask for something of value from them, whether that be a how-to or a recipe, or writing or art. And then if they're doing recipe, there needs to be good quality photos. I couldn't ask it from them for free. I just couldn't. It just didn't seem right to me. So I wanted to figure out a way that we could pay these women. Mm-hmm. And being that we're brand new, not an issue yet, you know, I didn't have the money to pay them, but how could we create this? So what I do is all the ladies give me their contributions. I create this beautiful package, which is what we sell. So it's not mine. It's not them contributing to my source book. It's ours. And then when our sale period comes, they get an affiliate link is what we call it. And they share that link with all of their community and their followers. And they get a profit directly from that link that goes straight to them. So yeah, paying them was important to me because the whole point of Homegrown is that we're celebrating these rural women, that they have this valuable knowledge, that they're so smart and they have grit, and I just want, and it is valuable. And so, by paying them, I guarantee that money is going towards, you know, their garden, making it bigger, it's going towards pig feed, it's just going back into what they're doing already, which they will just continue to share with others. So yeah, it was an important aspect of the whole thing.
That is a really cool thing about it. And it is nice too, because a lot of those, like that skill and that wisdom, it goes unnoticed a lot of times. And so to have it paid for, and it's stuff that they're doing and skills that they have developed over time, it is valuable. And so it's really cool to be able to pay them in that way.
Yeah. And I think, you know, on our small farms, we're selling eggs and chickens, and we're making goat's milk soap, and we're selling that. And people in our local community, which is so valuable, can support us. But as soon as we go onto the internet and people from all over the world are connecting, and you can't necessarily, you know, buy eggs from these women, but you can buy this source book and you can learn from them and support them, even from across the world, which is pretty darn amazing.
Yeah, that is really cool. That is really cool. And it is kind of cool too, because like the Homegrown source book brings together women who are all over the world. It's not just in Alberta. There is women from all over Canada and some in the States. And so it's cool to be able to expand your communities and strengthen those ties too.
Yes, we're constantly looking for new contributors, and Canada, the States, we've had contributors from Scotland and the UK. And yeah, I'm always looking to expand our contributor list.
That's amazing. So if somebody was looking to contribute, how do they get in contact with you?
They can just go to our webpage, and we do have a apply button, and then you fill out a form. And yeah, you just tell me a little bit about yourself and what you would like to contribute. And I do get a long, long list to go through every single time. And I do have to pick, and it's really, really difficult and hard. But we're always looking for new contributors and new knowledge and information to share.
Awesome. And it's not, there's more than some skills and stuff. There is photography in there. There's people's artwork, there's poems, which is a really beautiful way of just wrapping it all together. It's really a great publication.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, the whole point of it was to have value that when you get this source book, it's not something that you toss. Like you read it and it's wonderful and you're inspired by it, but then it eventually ends up in the recycling. The whole point is that, I mean, it really is an extension of me, which brings in those values of the recipes and how-tos, but art and it being beautiful was just so, like, it just couldn't not be. So I love sharing art. And so I also look for contributors that are rural women that are artists that can share their paintings and their photos. And then, yeah, it's just this beautiful package that you feel good when you look at it, you feel inspired. So yeah, art is definitely an important part of it. And I think what other publications might not necessarily have that we do.
Yeah, absolutely. So for people who are listening and they're interested in purchasing, can you talk a little bit about how that works and like the short period of time it's available for? And it is a digital download. So can you just describe that a little bit?
Sure. So our summer issue is going to be available June 28th. And you can go to our Instagram, which is the Homegrown Sourcebook. No spaces, no nothing, just the Homegrown Sourcebook. And you can find there all the contributors that are contributing to this issue. You can also go to our website, which is the Hobbs Farm homegrown.myshopify.com, and you can purchase there. If you go to a contributor's webpage, sorry, Instagram, they will be sharing it for that whole 2 weeks. You click on their link and you can directly support them. So you can support all of us, or if you have a favorite Instagram homesteader that's offering it, you can support them directly. So you can go find them and buy for the 2 week period starting June 28th. And then, yeah, you purchase it, you get a digital download, and you can download that to your computer and you can read it online. We also provide in the download email a link which sends you to Blurb, and you can just click the link and print it right from Blurb. Summer will look that way, and that's how it has looked since the start. However, we are growing, we are changing, and fall, I'm happy to announce that people have been asking because they don't want to click twice. They don't want to buy the digital and then go to Blurb. And Blurb doesn't, we don't receive any profit from your purchase from Blurb. That's just us saying, here's a beautiful way to print it. This is how we print it. But as of fall, which will be this September, you will be able to come to the Homegrown Instagram page and website, and you'll be able to click once and order the print copy, and it will show up at your doorstep. So we're very excited about that. So yeah, we just have to make it through one more issue of digital with the assistance of Blurb to help us print. But yeah, fall will be print, and we're really looking forward to that.
That's very exciting. It is awesome to have it in a digital download, but there is also something about just holding it in your hands and being able to feel it, like you said, and it is so beautiful. And so it's nice to hold it in your hands.
Yeah. I mean, personally, in making it, my husband was like, you can't make a digital publication. Like, you need to make a print. But, you know, being small and starting from nothing, there's, you know, big challenges and obstacles that you face with actually having a physical product. And so it's worked out nicely that we've done the digital, and people love the digital. They have been buying it. They've been printing it themselves. They've been using Blurb, because as much as we don't like it, we live in a digital world. So in fall, we will be offering print, but we will still offer the digital for those that prefer that.
Okay, awesome. And so if you have somebody that you'd like to support, their link, you'll be able to purchase either print or the digital?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. That's very exciting.
And, yes, nervous, but exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really cool. And you kind of talked about, so you're doing a summer issue that's coming out soon, and you're doing a fall issue. So you've kind of been following the seasons. And is there a reason for that?
I think when you're living on a farm and you're homesteading, a lot of our recipes, our way of doing things, they sort of are determined by the seasons. I knew that I wanted a lot about gardening. People who live anywhere can have a small garden, and I wanted to share that information. But that goes hand in hand with, well, you know, spring, you start your seedlings, and summer, you're tending to your garden, and fall, you know, you're taking your harvest out. So I wanted to give structure to it, and seasons just seem to make sense for this type of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it does. Yeah. A lot of things follow the seasons. The fall issue, if we don't get this issue out, this podcast out, before the summer issue.
Of course. The joy of Homegrown is that I am a small business, and I kind of do things on my schedule. And as a mom, farmer, you know, have another business, it is something that I kind of come up with dates as as I need and want. But September is new to us because we are offering print, so I do have to be a little more scheduled. But I am aiming for mid-September for our launch for the fall issue.
Awesome. And is there anything that you can share about the summer issue that people might be able to look forward to?
Yeah, I mean, we have so much good recipes for summer. We have an elderflower lemonade recipe. The thing that really stuck out to me was our animal section. So we have four sort of headings that everything sort of fits into. We have land, animals, home, and food. And in our animal section this issue, we had some women give contributions about raising rabbits. And so it takes you through raising rabbits and how it can be such a good experience for your kids, and that, you know, relationship that they have, those chores that they can have, but that it is also a very simple sort of start to homesteading. And I don't think it's a, you know, when you think farm, you think chicken and goats and that type of thing. And not a lot of people know about rabbits, and they were very popular back in the day, and they're just coming back now. Another woman contributed on how she raises pastured rabbits from birth all the way up to her rabbit tractors, and how she processes them, and a recipe in how you can prepare them. And it's just, yeah, I mean, the contribution of the two together is just wonderful. And I loved reading it. And I know that others are going to love that information.
That's really interesting. Yeah, usually you think of chickens, but I have heard that rabbits, like per pound of protein, like for their size, they are a very strong contender. To grow, and it is a nice size for your kids, like you're saying too.
Yeah, and manageable for kids, and their gestational period and growth period is very similar to what we would more commonly see with broiler chickens. And you know, you have them in their small pen, and then they go into their rabbit tractors. It's all very similar, and yeah, easy to handle. And they're, what I found was the best part is a lot of their feed, and she talks about this and getting all of their nutrients, grows in the bush around us. So you will need to supplement with the rabbit food and pellets, especially because you want them to grow fast. But, you know, she identifies all the different plants in that you can go into to the bush and your grass and pick and feed to the rabbits that they love. So
that's really interesting. I'm looking forward to reading about that. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I don't think so. I think that is a good sort of summary of what we do here. And yeah.
Well, thank you for taking the time to share this with me. And I'm really looking forward to all of the next issues and learning more from rural women. And just, I find you such an inspiration for starting this and going out on a limb and supporting rural women. And it's just a really amazing story. And I can't wait to see where the Homegrown Source book goes.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
And I hope the sunshine is nice after the long rain that we've had, and that your garden is growing and you just have a really good summer.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You too.
Thank you so much for your time.
Of course.